hear all the country music, hear the fantasy fools in 3, 2...
Every fantasy has one fool, but this one has two. And the greatest lesson in life is to know even fools are right sometimes.
Looks like the upper hand is on the other foot.
It's time for the Fantasy Fool Show.
Tell us, pray do.
Here's Brian and Mac.
Well, here we go. Another Fantasy Fool Show on K Country 102.3 with Brian and Mac. Mac, how did the last week treat you?
It was a great week.
Yeah, it was. You were a winner.
We just got to keep echoing that theme. Do not give up on the season.
Well, you can't. That is one thing I'm learning from watching all teams. You can't give up on the season. Mm-hmm. We're looking at a bunch of teams in the cellar of both of the leagues that I'm in.
Yeah.
And now they're moving up.
Yeah, in our league, which is a 12-team league, no one is mathematically eliminated, including people with 1 and 2 wins.
Yeah, I love it.
It's just a log jam, and it's a great – it's just a lot of fun to play that way, because as long as you're being competitive and no one's given up, it's just, every week is something different.
It makes it really fun, and then for those who were affected by COVID early – with the early buys, it may pay off.
Mm-hmm.
There's always opportunity out of crisis. So,
yep.
Yeah, you never know. So, anyway, let's talk studs and duds, and then we'll take a break and get into fact or fiction.
Well,
some big studs this week.
Absolutely. I mean, someone break up the Buccaneers. I mean, Tom Brady is posting better numbers than his epic year when he was 30 years old back in 2007. And it's just an unbelievable run for these guys. And they look really tough to beat with Antonio Brown now coming on board. Aaron Rodgers, we talked about him having a bounce back, which he did. Justin Herbert and Joe Burrow, those rookie quarterbacks, just continue to light it up. Carson Wentz, once again, is putting the Eagles right on square on his back. Baker Mayfield did well. Deshaun Watson did well. Some good quarterback play this last week. It was a really exciting week for quarterbacks.
Yeah.
For running backs, if you were lucky enough to get Giovanni Bernard because Joe Mixon was hurt, he had a nice game, and so monitor that situation. Antonio Gibson in Washington had a nice day, and Leonard Fournette.
Hello.
Of a sudden, there's Leonard Fournette back with the Buccaneers, posting a nice day. And even Le'Veon Bell, what people were kind of wondering what he was going to do. Now, it wasn't an epic performance, but he was involved right away. That's a great sign if you were lucky enough to pick up Le'Veon Bell. He's going to be involved with the Chiefs.
I agree.
And then wide receivers, what more can you say about Davante Adams and Tyler Lockett? Monster. Those two probably single-handedly won you a game if you had them on your roster. A.J. Green showed up for the Bengals, but now he's promptly requesting a trade. and Christian Kirk for the Cardinals and Brandon Ayuk for the 49ers both had really, really nice days. And then finally, tight ends. It was another week with the studs, but with a couple of surprises. Rob Gronkowski, Darren Waller, and then T.J. Hockenson had great weeks. But Harrison Bryant for Cleveland emerged as a viable target, and as did Logan Thomas for Washington.
Yeah, a lot of tight ends coming out of the woodwork, even in last night's game.
Yep.
They were thrown to tight ends.
A couple of duds just to point out. Again, it was a great week overall, but I think you were disappointed if you had Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
I mean, their numbers weren't terrible, but they weren't what they normally are. I think you're done with Cam Newton and the Patriots until further notice. And, of course, anybody with any affiliation with the Cowboys, you're probably done with. I know you have to start Cooper, and you know you have to start Elliott if you've got them. But you just got to, at this point, just got to plug your nose. Mike Davis came up small for the Panthers. I think people were kind of surprised by that. And now McCaffrey is set to come back either this week or next. So if you've got him, the ride might be over. You might get one more week, but that ride might be over. And then we'll talk a little bit later in the show about some of the backfields that are just messes. But anybody that has, some of these backfield by committees are just absolutely in terrible shape. Mike Evans didn't have a good game for the Bucs in what was an otherwise just a blowout performance. So I'd be a little bit worried about him with Brown coming in. But then again, you never know how those types of things worked out. And then also Chase Claypool had a comeback to earth game for the Steelers. And then at the tight end position, people like George Kittle and Hunter Henry and Travis Kelce didn't have the best games.
No.
So it was a decidedly mixed bag, but overall, most of the studs showed up and had great weeks. But there were a couple of big names there that had sort of relatively quiet weeks by their own standards, and that may have hurt you.
And National Tight End Day was a fun thing, but the tight ends that really get the points didn't get the points. It was all the no-namers, which was, actually was kind of fun.
Yes, it was. It was a great week. Really it was. I think it was maybe the most fun week of football that we've seen yet, and that's saying something given the way this season has played out. Just some really epically high-scoring, fun games to watch.
I agree. It'll be fun to pull apart the fact or fiction, and we'll do it next here on K-Country 102.3. It is the Fantasy Fools.
Everywhere I turn, football.
Ladies and gentlemen, let me introduce
Brian and Mac, the Fantasy Fools.
Well, we're going to dive right into fact or fiction. I'm not sure where to start. I guess we probably should start with the rookie quarterbacks because Burrow and Herbert are playing some football. Herbert is a unique kind of special, and Burrow is just starting to look like he did in college, I guess, is kind of the thing, right?
Yeah, and the distinction between the two, other than, you know, I mean, obviously they're both, you know, throwing 400 yards and multiple touchdowns a game, but the distinction between the two is that Burrow is slightly just below Herbert because his offensive line is such a mess and he's constantly under duress and he takes a lot of sacks. So if you're penalized for sacks in your leagues, Burrow is a liability in that regard. Right. But either way, I had Burrow as a bye week replacement last week and all he did was put up 42 points and won me a game. And now I've got Burrow and Lamar Jackson, and, you know, what am I going to do week in and week out? So that's now I'm in a pickle.
That's the tough thing. You can have great players, but when you have to decide, it makes it real tough. You made a nice move on Blankenship, too, the kicker.
Yeah,
you know, That's an important move sometimes.
Yeah, the Colts coming off a bye week. We'll talk a little bit about some of these teams that are just – there's a log jam. I mean, AFC has some really good teams, obviously. Pittsburgh, Tennessee, Kansas City, Baltimore. I mean, these are good teams. But then you've got a lot of middle-of-the-pack teams that are really going to help you down the stretch, like the Indianapolis Colts. They're going to play. I mean, they're a good team. They're coming off a bye. They got a good defense. They've got good, solid position players. If Rivers can get his act together, that's a team to watch, especially for fantasy purposes, because you can get some good steals off that team, like a Nyheim Hines, who's still available on tons of waiver wires.
And as bad as Rivers can be, he's never going to quit.
Absolutely.
He's not going to give up. He's going to play hard. The Cowboys. Ugly. Yeah.
We don't have to belabor the point. Just from here on out, plug your nose. You can't bench Elliott. You can't bench Cooper. Beyond that, I don't know who you're going to put in there for Dallas. I mean, you're really in a bad way with Dallas. So, I mean,
even Zeke. For some odd reason, there's something missing there now.
Yep.
You know, Cleveland.
Yeah.
If the rumor's true that they potentially could end up with Adam Thielen, that would change things for a few teams.
Yeah, it could. Now, the thing about Cleveland is that they're winning the games they should, but they're so banged up now, and that's what you worry about. Even losing Odell, I mean, he's disgruntled most of the time, but still losing him is a big deal for them because he takes every team's best cornerback. So that's just going to continue. But if they get Nick Chubb back like they're supposed to in a week or two, then that two-headed monster of a running game becomes their bread and butter, which is what they want to begin with. So I like Cleveland a lot. I don't think they're not going to make the playoffs. I mean, the AFC is so congested with good teams that I think Cleveland is one of those quote-unquote odd men out. But they're going to play hard, and nobody's going to want to play them because they are going to play hard.
Baker's under pressure, and he plays better under pressure anyway.
I think so.
Just like the commercial says.
Yep.
The Bills and the Chiefs, they're going to be okay, right?
Absolutely, yeah. Bounce-back games for both. I'm worried about the Bills, though. I'm never worried about the Chiefs, even though they took that loss. But the Bills, something just doesn't look right there. Offensively, they just didn't look good against the hapless Jets. Defensively, though, they showed up. But again, you know, a high school football team could probably slow down the Jets at this point. But I would be a little more worried about the Bills and some of the Bills players, but not at all worried about the Chiefs.
I think you can count on some of the Panthers and the Washington football team.
Quietly good teams. Of course, Washington is playing in a terrible division, so the litmus test there isn't quite as accurate as we would hope. But they seem to be in most of the games that they're in, and they're tough out, and they're playing really hard for Ron Rivera, who declared himself yesterday cancer-free, so congrats to him.
Yeah, that's a big deal.
You know, Carolina has just been giving everybody fits, as you saw in the New Orleans game, too. So Teddy Bridgewater's playing great. I think you load up on your Panthers. I mean, I don't think you're going to find Panthers on your waiver wire. Maybe Teddy Bridgewater, but
maybe
if you've got
Curtis.
maybe, but if you've got DJ Moore and Robbie Anderson, those are great things to have. Those are great pieces to have on your team. They've got nothing to lose.
And I think they finally learned how to use Samuel Curtis.
Yeah. Yes. Absolutely.
I think they actually figured it out.
Yeah.
Okay. So Titans Steelers, great game.
Yes.
Unbelievable game, actually.
Yep.
But where are we at with these teams? Are these two, are they for real?
Yeah, they are for real. And I think I'm not worried about either one of them. And I think that Pittsburgh actually distinguished itself as the team to beat in the AFC. And I know the Chiefs are still there lingering. But the way Pittsburgh plays is just, I mean, I think right now everybody would love to see Kansas City versus Pittsburgh in the AFC title game.
Wow.
Because that would just be what they call a good old-fashioned slobber knocker.
Yeah.
But, you know, again, you've got the Titans and some of these other teams, Baltimore, you know, they're going to be around at the end. So, and a handful of other teams that, that we've already mentioned.
And the Packers, I don't think they should be worried.
No. Like Aaron Rodgers said, a hiccup game. They needed to get smacked around a little bit, and it brought him back down to earth. Going into Houston, even though Houston is down, is always a tough challenge when you've got Deshaun Watson and some offensive weapons. They did, in garbage time, come back and make it a little interesting,
right.
But it was never, I mean, it was really, it was over in the first half, and the Packers just went on autopilot.
Packers' running game is okay without Aaron Jones, too.
Yeah, they're just being overly cautious. He could have played. I mean, there's no doubt about that. He could have played, but the Packers are always overly cautious, and why not? With those two, with Jamal Williams and A.J. Dillon, I believe is his name, the second backup,
right.
They can still keep that running game going. And in this particular case, put the ball in Aaron Rodgers' hands and let him win the game for you. Aaron Jones is going to be fine. I have him rostered, and I am not at all worried about him.
Coolest thing in the NFL right now is the fact that the Buccaneers actually could go to and win the Super Bowl, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
They've got a defense.
Yes.
And their offense is unbelievable.
Absolutely, yes. You know, and we could talk about maybe five or six teams that I think legitimately could win the Super Bowl. Look at the 49ers right now. Now, their running game is an absolute dumpster fire. But they're winning and they're getting healthy and they're just smacking people around. So, I mean, those guys, you know, the one team that I do worry about in the NFC and I know people are going to say, what the heck is Mac talking about? But I think the Seahawks are frauds. I think that they are the worst 5-1 team in the NFL. They have absolutely zero defense, and that is going to be a liability, especially come playoff time. You can score 55 points a game, but if you give up 56 points a game, guess what? You lose by one.
Yep. Well, they were riding the wave, and then the good old bye week thing and the bye week curse, mm-hmm. I think, has hit Seattle.
Now,
I'm a little worried.
Now, Seattle, of course, if you've got them for fantasy purposes, you've just hit the jackpot.
Right.
So I think you just keep riding them. But just in terms of overall strength, in terms of how these teams are going to play, I think the Seahawks might be. I would be worried if I were the Seahawks. Of course, the Patriots are done,
yeah.
Or they look done anyway. But you never count out Bill Belichick. But they just look terrible. It's just absolute mess.
Stidham has some ability there, so Belichick may pull a rabbit out of his hat there. It's very possible.
Yeah,
you know, Niners. What do you think about the Niners? They just have trouble in the backfield.
They do. These dumpster fire backfields, just the 49ers, the Buccaneers, the Patriots, the Chargers, the Bills. I mean, there are probably a couple of others. These are teams that have two, three, sometimes four running backs, and it's really hard to pin down what they're going to do. I will make one note, though. If you watched a little bit of that Bucs game, Leonard Fournette looked awesome.
Well, see, they went through their whole preseason thing. They needed to figure out the chemistry and make it work.
Yeah, looked.
They're past that.
He looked spry. He looked fast. Now, that's still going to be a two-headed backfield with Ronald Jones. But, you know, Leonard Fournette is a good player to have stashed on your bench. And I think he's an excellent flex in any type of bye week situation where you need a running back or a flex position.
Yeah, and I think you're right when you say Chargers and Bills, stay away from them. I don't think until Eckler comes back, there's nothing there. And the Bills just, they've got nothing.
Yep. Moss and Singletary aren't doing anything.
No.
And then Joshua Kelly and Justin Jackson for the Chargers aren't doing anything either. And you know what? Drew Brees is not done.
He's still playing ball. 7,000 completions.
7,000 completions. And 70, tell me who he was throwing to.
Oh, yeah, right. Nobody.
Right.
Okay, very quick, your top 10 right now.
I just think the Chiefs and Steelers are the top two teams in the league. Load up on all of those fantasy players if you can. The Bucks, the Ravens, the Packers, Titans, Arizona Cardinals, I like the Chicago Bears, but for fantasy purposes, they're kind of a decidedly mixed bag. But they're in most games. They got beat up pretty bad last night. I'd probably reevaluate that. I made the rankings yesterday before this. And then the Seahawks, 49ers, and Saints. You know, just those orders could change. But I do think, without a doubt, that the cream of the crop right now are the Chiefs and the Steelers, and then a very close tied at first and a very close third are the Buccaneers.
I agree with you. I think that's good. All right, we'll do more fact-finding, and we'll go through the top five in just a bit.
You're listening to the Fantasy Fools on K-Country 102.3. It's Brian and Mac, the Fantasy Fools.
Let's go!
All right, let's get into the fact-finding function of this Fantasy Fools radio show. The thing that I'm finding out here is that the numbers aren't really... they're really not working like they have in past years. We just are looking at an awfully goofy year, but nonetheless, the Falcons and the Seahawks and the Chargers giving up a fair amount of points to quarterbacks. Mm-hmm. Running backs, the Packers, Raiders, and Panthers are giving up points. For the wide receivers, you got the Seahawks, the Browns, and the Titans.
Mm-hmm.
Tight ends are getting points from the Falcons, the Saints, and the Bengals. And then defenses grabbing plenty from the Broncos because Drew Lock loves to throw interceptions, and that was a heck of an interesting game. The Jets, and then, of course, the Patriots. Never thought I'd really ever see the Patriots on this list, but, you know, even a good team's got to go bad at some point. Get into the red zone. It's interesting. For the Dolphins, it's Miles Gaskins and Mike Gesicki
mm-hmm.
at the wide receiver position.
Yep.
And then Jimmy Graham still getting looks in the red zone, and you have to be patient with, I think, all three of them,
yep.
really. They'll give you points, but you'd have to understand it's going to be up and down, up and down.
Absolutely.
At this point, you don't have the elite. You're not going to be able to grab them unless somebody has a bye week coming up and they slough a good elite player because they have to. You know, just be patient. So snap count, Carlos Hyde, Carlos Hyde was questionable. Now he's hurt again. So a big question mark there. But Fournette shows up.
Yep.
His snap count's increased quite
yep.
a bit.
Yep.
And then Greg Ward at the wide receiver position, three touchdowns. You have to be patient with him, too, because he'll put up points.
Yeah.
He and Fulgham are working well together. We'll see what happens when Goddard comes back.
Yeah.
Gabriel Davis, he's getting the looks, or the snaps, rather, 70 of them. But right now, they're just kind of struggling. So keep an eye on him right now, though. And then Richard Rodgers at tight end, 69 snaps in week 7. He actually looks good for Philadelphia, but then again, Goddard might come back. But I think even if Goddard does come back, they've always had the two-headed monster with Ertz and Goddard anyway.
Absolutely.
Or at least they did early on, and there's still potential there, so keep an eye on that. Targets. You look at Chase Edmonds. Now that Kenyon Drake is out, that's going to completely change. You need 7 targets that I would guess that will increase by a few.
Yeah.
But maybe not a lot, but he's going to be the guy in the background, or rather in the backfield. Justin Jackson, boy, I'll tell you what, he's getting the targets, but not doing anything. It's just a disappointment. Wayne Gallman, now that Freeman is out, and I don't know how long Freeman's going to be out, a week or two, maybe 3?
Mm-hmm.
So now Wayne Gallman, if you've got Gallman, good job. If you can get him, get him. He had 5 targets, which isn't much, but with the Giants, it's enough to at least get a touchdown or two, and he's seeing some red zone stuff as
absolutely
well.
And running back is the thinnest position right now in any fantasy league.
Right.
Running back is the thinnest position. You can still find good quality wide receivers on most waiver wires, even some good quality tight ends, but I'll be damned if you can find a running back anywhere. So if you can find Wayne Gallman or someone like that that's going to get volume, remember, folks, it's not how good the team is.
Right.
It's how much volume is that player going to get. And if he's the only person in that backfield at this point in time, he's worth rolling the dice.
Right, and that's why you look at snap count and targets every week when you're looking for someone. At wide receiver, also Marquez Callaway, 10 targets with the Saints. Now, Michael Thomas is going to be out another week, I think, mm-hmm. and so is
Emmanuel Sanders.
So
yep.
you got to look at Callaway. And then Richard Rodgers pops up again
yep.
with 8 targets.
Yep.
Looking good there. So
absolutely.
There are the facts, Matt. All right, top five time.
Okay, quarterback. Until further notice, Tom Brady does not leave your starting lineup. Everybody knows that by now. I think you roll with Jimmy Garoppolo. He's playing the Seahawks. That is the tastiest matchup he's going to have in all season long. Carson Wentz versus the Cowboys, tasty. Derek Carr versus the Browns. Derek Carr is quietly putting together some pretty solid weeks. At running back, Jamal Williams if Aaron Jones is out, but I also think Jamal Williams could be a good flex play this week anyway, or running back play, because they're going to continue to be cautious with Jones. Watch the Baltimore Ravens dumpster fire. If Melvin Ingram is out, J.K. Dobbins and Gus Edwards climb up the rankings pretty fast. Tough matchup, though, versus the Steelers. Volume play, LaMichael Perrine for the New York Jets versus the Chiefs. Tough matchup, but again, volume. Carlos Hyde for the Seahawks if Carson sits. And a sneaky play I like, too, is Nyheim Hines for the Colts. I know we've talked about him before, but he's quietly getting more and more looks out of that backfield. At wide receiver, Brandon Ayuk for the 49ers versus the Seahawks. Justin Jefferson, get him in your lineup versus the Packers. They're likely going to be playing from behind. So that's always a good thing to have in your lineup, someone playing in from behind in garbage time. And I think this is it for Jerry Jeudy and the Broncos. If he doesn't get it done this week, then I think you need to walk away. But you might not have a choice. But Drew Locke is going to keep getting better every week. He's just coming back. They're going to establish a good rapport. Tight end, Richard Rodgers. Again, these are plays that we've been talking about for the duration of the show. And if he's playing the Cowboys, you got to get your players in versus teams like the Cowboys and the Seahawks because they can't stop anybody. Trey Burton for the versus the Lions, TJ Hockenson versus the Colts, and Mike Gesicki. Now, that might seem like an odd play given that the Dolphins are now going to start their rookie quarterback, and it's versus the Rams. But remember, rookie quarterbacks oftentimes lean on their safety valves, and those safety valves are the back out of the backfield and the tight end doing that little 5 to 7 yard kind of cross right across the middle.
Yeah, I think that's the key to some production out of the Dolphins again now.
Yeah,
with Gesicki, the and way gonna, he's showing up,
they'll play it safe with the rookie quarterback because they're going to want to get him just some good easy throws just to kind of get the feel, get some completions, and get some confidence going. Defenses, you got to play the Bucs at the Giants. You got to play the Eagles versus the Cowboys, the Rams versus the Dolphins with that rookie quarterback that we just talked about, and then finally the Chiefs versus the Jets. If you've got those, any one of those four defenses, you're looking at a pretty good week.
Isn't that the truth? All right, we're going to double down, and we'll take a look at the injury report next.
More of the Fantasy Fools next on K-Country 102.3. You're listening to the Fantasy Fools on K-Country 102.3.
Yeah, okay, so it's time to double down now, and our State Farm Double Down is brought to you by your local discount Double Check State Farm agent Paul Cruz. You could get the Rogers rate or the Patrick Price or just tell him you listen to Fantasy Fools, and it might save you 30% with Drive Safe and Save. So here's the deal, okay? We're going to double down on Christian Kirk. Now, I grabbed Christian Kirk knowing he had two easy matchups.
Yes.
And I let him go for week 7 because I had too many other players, and I knew that things were going to get tougher for him. But do you double down on Christian Kirk or do you stick with Hopkins? Now, nothing wrong with Hopkins. He's hurt. But Christian Kirk's playing.
Yeah.
So I'm let's leave Hopkins out of this. Mm-hmm. Do you double down on Christian Kirk if you've got, like, say, Tim Patrick, who's hurt now, or T. Higgins, or mm-hmm. or some of those 3- and 4-tier wide receivers?
Yeah, Christian Kirk is at worst an every week flex play.
Yeah.
And I think he jumps into, if you've got a 3-wide receiver, he's easily a wide receiver 3, and you could even make a case that he can be a wide receiver 2 if you're in a bye week and you need that person to step up. But all he's doing is getting it done, and the Cardinals are just airing it out.
And that's the deal. Kyler Murray.
Running backs
and,
banged up a little bit.
Yep.
Here you go.
They've got it figured out, no doubt.
The panic button is for emergencies only.
Where's the button?
Here comes the meat wagon.
Yeah, speaking
of. Class 1 emergency.
Yeah.
Oh.
So, what do you mean?
Injuries, folks. Mercifully, not much to report on the quarterback front, but with Aaron Jones, Chris Carson, Kenyon Drake, and Philip Lindsay for the Broncos, keep your eye on all of those. Philip Lindsay's in the concussion protocol. Also, keep your eye on Miles Sanders, Joe Mixon, and Mark Ingram, all of whom could come back, but they might be a little cautious with them. So those are going to pose some problems. Look at their backups, and if they're available on waiver wires, get them in there. In Philip Lindsay's case, Melvin Gordon is the starter anyway. Odell Beckham is done for the season. Jamison Crowder didn't play. Keep your eye on him. Tim Patrick for Denver. Sammy Watkins, he could come back. So could Alshon Jeffrey for the Eagles. Emmanuel Sanders and Mike Thomas for the Saints. Keep your eye on all four of those. And then again, not an injury, but bye week teams, Washington, Arizona, Jacksonville, and Houston. So some big offensive numbers there, especially with Arizona and Houston, are going to be on the bench for a lot of teams this week. So plan accordingly.
Okay, we'll take a look at the waiver wire and the weather next. Busted.
More of the Fantasy Fools next on K-Country 102.3.
Switching is easy. We do it all the time. We switch on the lights. We switch TV channels. We switch our clocks from daylight savings time. It's just as easy to switch and even save when you switch to State Farm. This is your local State Farm agent, Paul Cruz. I can switch you over so you can start saving today. We're ready to welcome you to the State Farm neighborhood where it's easy to switch and save. Give me a call today at 692-5200 when you want the real deal. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
We're coming up in the 2-minute warning.
That's the 2-minute warning.
2-minute warning.
2-minute warning.
2-minute whistle blows, it's your ball game.
Two minute warning. Here we go.
You're kidding me. The show is coming to an end already. I guess good conversation about week 7, and of course we're talking about week 8 here.
Yep.
People are almost halfway through the season. That's crazy.
I can't believe it at all. It's ridiculous.
Yeah,
but,
it is,
you
right.
know. Here we go.
Yep. So,
we got some waivers,
waiver
right?
Wire. Yes.
Quarterback, I got one Teddy Bridgewater if he's inexplicably available. He is a good waiver wire pickup for this week. Otherwise, the pickings are pretty slim. Running backs, keep an eye on Carlos Hyde for Seattle because Chris Carson is hurt. Chase Edmonds in Arizona, LaMichael Perrine, Jets, J.K. Dobbins and Gus Edwards for the Ravens, and plug your nose, Joshua Kelly.
Yeah, but he's the only one right
Chargers.
Now, really.
He's the only one there. Wide receivers, Antonio Brown, probably not available. People probably swooped in and got him pretty quickly, but if he is, he's worth stashing. Brandon Ayuk for the 49ers, Sterling Shepard for the Giants, and Rashard Higgins for Cleveland. And then at tight end, we've already mentioned Richard Rodgers, but also Logan Thomas from Washington. Now, I know Washington is on bye, but he's worth a stash, especially as you're looking ahead.
Yeah, I agree. Now, weather going to get in the way here? It did get in the way a couple of games this weekend.
A little bit. You know, just always, you know, I still think, you know, the weather's in the Midwest and the West is going to be good. But as always, keep your eye on the East, especially with rain, wind, and any type of cold weather that makes those perfect elements. Precipitation, not usually a problem. Wind is always the thing you want to look for.
It is a bugger.
It affects kickers and deep passing.
And kickers are hard to find right now, too,
yep.
for some odd reason. The kicking game, even if Butker can screw things up,
yep.
anybody can screw things up. So, wow. Anyway, we're looking at week 8, and week 8 is going to be, I guess, another one of those crazy bye weeks where there are enough teams
yep.
on bye to mess things up, but
yep.
we'll get past those, and then the fun really begins.
Yep.
So
here
anyway,
we go.
Good luck to y'all.
Good luck, everyone. Have a wonderful week.
Fantasy Fools on K-Country 102.3.